There is no doubt within Islam, no matter what sect you talk about, they all believe in the concept of the Mahdi, which means the rightly guided one. And they all agreed that he will come in the final period and he will rid the world of wrongdoing, injustice and tyranny. The Holy Quran and traditions interpret that the reference of this verse is that the Mahdi alayhi salam will rid the earth of injustice. The Quran also states, "Indeed, my righteous servants shall inherit the earth." The Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned, "If there is not remained from the life of the world but a day, Allah will prolong that day so that He raises a righteous man from my Ahlul Bayt, by whom the earth will be filled with justice thoroughly, the same as it has been filled with injustice and oppression." There is no denying that the Mahdi will come. Where we hold discrepancy is that we believe that he is already born and is in occultation, and some believe he is not born yet. Let's answer a few questions regarding the Mahdi. How can there be an Imam who is not present among the people? We see examples in the Holy Quran where there have been prophets that had left the people for some time. For example, the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, where he left his people for 30 days and then 10 more. This is just a comparison that there was a prophet of God who had left their people for a period of time. Another example is of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, when he left the people when he was in the belly of the whale. Now, of course, it's not 1200 years, but their prophethood still continued and did not stop while they were not present. And the same goes for the Imam alayhi salam. Just because we are not aware of the benefit of an Imam in occultation, it doesn't mean that there is no benefit. When we look at the story of Khidr and Musa, we see that Khidr did some things. He put a hole in a boat, he built a wall, and etc. Yet he benefited the people, yet if the people knew about it, they would have stopped him. In the same way, the Imam does things for us on a day-to-day basis. And if we were to know he was doing it, we will try to prevent him because we don't have the wisdom to know why he is doing something. A famous narration says on how the Imam benefits people in his occultation is similar to the way the sun benefits the people, though it may be behind the clouds. How can the Imam live for so long? The Quran says about Noah that he guided his people for 950 years, and history books show that he lived much longer, some even say up to 3,000 years. Also in the story of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, if God can keep Yunus in the belly of the whale to the end of time, then why is it difficult to keep the Imam alive till now? There are many other examples of other prophets and jinn that their life is still maintained till now.